The Pepper and Dylan Weekly Wrap Podcast is brought to you by James H. Brown & Associates. If you have questions about claims and injury law, get real answers from James H. Brown & Associates. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
You've created a monster with this idea, Dylan.
Because it's so much fun to imagine spending money. It's one of the best things. When you don't have it, you start spending. I always do this during 50-50. Anytime there's a 50-50, I start spending that money.
Mm-hmm.
But I really go into detail, like of things that I'd want, people I would give it to, experiences I would have, and I just keep thinking. So I love doing this, and it looks like a lot of people are joining in this morning. We have $1,000 to give away, and you just have to tell us the most fun way that you're going to spend it.
But you're holding them accountable to this. 100%.
And need pictures. Mm-hmm. It has to be what you say it's going to be. Mm-hmm. You can't take it and go like, ha-ha, I got those guys. Going to pay off a bill. Nuh-uh. I'll come to your house alongside with a couple of my buddies. And these guys have broken people's legs before. Legitimately.
Who are you hanging out with?
I don't know. They were shady.
Okay.
They've been to jail. Tell you that. They've been to jail.
This is Tasha. Hi, Tasha.
Hello. First of all, Pepper, it's so nice to hear your voice.
It is, isn't it?
Okay. We miss you.
It's because it's got that deep timbre. Dylan didn't have that. Dylan had this.
Okay, enough.
I know Dylan was like a little boy that hadn't hit puberty yet, voice.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm happy I'm back. I'm sad that I had to go for what I had to go for, but I'm certainly happy that
I went. You got to take care of you first before taking care of anybody else. So you'll be useless to everybody else.
See, before, I wasn't taking care of anybody. Right?
It's very true.
Right? Now I'm going to take care of myself.
You're a good man.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you very much. But anyway, $1,000. Dylan's going to give you $1,000, and you're going to spend what on it? Or spend it on what?
I would go to Max or 7-Eleven and spend $1,000 on 5-cent candy.
No, but you wouldn't.
Yes, no, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't do that.
Oh, I would.
Yes.
That is my childhood dream, and then I would, like, throw it all in my bed and lay on it and be like, look at me.
A childhood dream, and it's amazing. And then imagine the picture. I don't even know what $1,000 in candy looks like.
Robbie, how many candies, how many 5-cent candies is $1,000?
You can get 20 for a dollar, so that'd be 20,000 5-cent candies.
Oh, my goodness.
I would. Because the Max store by my house still has 5-cent candies out.
Yeah, but they don't have 20,000 of them.
Well, you'd have to get them in multiple orders.
I would go to as many Max stores, convenience stores as possible, and I would get that $1,000 worth. That's a childhood dream.
Think about the economy. We're boosting the economy.
Exactly. One nickel at a time.
I love that idea, and it's super fun.
Which ones would you get?
You know what? Growing up, I had a really bad issue with the sour ones. Went on a trip with my family, had like $3 in sour 5-cent candies, and I like killed my tongue an hour into the trip.
So
I might get some of those, but I like the little gummies. I'm a gummy girl.
Like a Coke bottle, little gummy bear.
To be honest, I think with $1,000 worth, you're going to have to get everyone. You're just going to have to.
But they're going
to
go stale.
Oh.
No, what do you mean? Oh.
Not if you eat them.
Yeah, you got to eat them. That's the thing.
No, but they go hard over time.
I have that food prep saver or whatever that sucks all the air out.
Yes.
The vacuum packer.
I'd vacuum pack those suckers afterwards. I wouldn't even share them with my child.
Listen, you're on the short list. Because I like what you're about.
Tasha's put a lot of thought into this. Okay.
It's super fun.
So you're considering Tasha on the short list for spending $1,000 on candy?
100%.
I think candy's.
And if she doesn't, he's going to hire his friends that break legs.
Oh, yeah. No, I will. I'm not even kidding.
It's all good in the hood, you know.
Yeah, okay. You will do it. You have to. That's the whole part of this.
Oh,
listen, if you're texting right now and you're trying to you want the $1,000 for something different, just don't text today. We have 14 more days of it.
Okay.
Today's not your day.
Okay.
Today is break your legs if you don't do what we say that day.
Love you, Tasha. Thank you very much.
All right, love you. Okay. You guys have a great day.
Bye, Tasha.
So you're going to hold her accountable to buy 20,000 strawberry mellows and blue whales.
Not just her. Anybody that's texting right now, we're holding you accountable for what your dream might be.
Fair enough.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
So we've got $1,000 a day every day for 15 days, including today, with You Better Do This or Dylan Will Break Your Legs. I think that's the name of the contest.
I'm not breaking the legs, though, just so you know.
Right.
I don't have that in me.
But you know somebody who will.
I know a couple guys.
Okay.
I know some guys that have been on the inside that's nothing to them.
Here's Sarah.
Jeez.
Sarah has an idea for $1,000.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi.
Remember, Dylan will find somebody to break your legs if you don't actually do this.
I don't need to find them. Right? I know them. Like, I got their number right here.
Well, I would for sure do it.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, man.
I thought that it would be great to give my kids a yes day, a day where you just get to say yes to pretty much anything they ask.
How old are your kids?
My kids are 9 and 4 and a half.
Oh, so easy to break those legs.
Oh, probably.
Those are such small little legs.
Oh, no.
Those ones, not a problem breaking them.
God, my style of parenting right now is a yes day every day. I've given up, you guys. I'm just, all right, play Xbox. I don't care.
Right.
All right, a yes day every day. So what ideas would you do for yes day? I guess it's up to them completely?
It's sort of up to them. That's kind of the fun, is you just let the kids pick what they would like to do, but sort of inter. I can imagine my kids probably starting by asking for stuff, like some sort of a trip to the store for some toys, but they were also even just asking for ice cream for breakfast, which sounds like something I would have to say yes to.
You have to, yes.
A total yes day all day. Sorry, they're 9 and 4, you said?
9 and 4 and a half, yeah.
And a four-year-old, like you take a four-year-old to Toys R Us now, and you say get whatever you want, they'll probably come to the till with maybe $80.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably, because that would be tons to them.
Right? Like this? Yeah. I love this. We'll break their legs, though.
If they don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't you break Sarah's legs, or you're breaking the kids' legs?
All of them.
The whole family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because 4 and a half-year-olds, they don't have any concept of money. They've got a 9-year-old doesn't really have a concept of money very well.
I think just learning, but the 4-year-old has no idea.
This is exciting, and if they really understand the concept, like you can do anything, and they say breakfast is going to be ice cream, you have to say yes. 100%.
Harder to spend in a pandemic, too.
Yes, probably a little bit, but I'm sure there's still some.
You can't go to like the water park or whatever.
No, they would probably ask for big things like that if they were open.
Oh, I love this idea.
Now, it has to be all 1,000. What if they spend $900 on a yes day?
Mm-mm. I think you guys know how it ends.
I'll keep them up later, I guess.
You've made it very clear that legs will be broken.
They'll be spending some money on crutches, that leftover money.
Yeah, okay.
No, you have to spend all $1,000 in a single day.
One day.
No carryover whatsoever.
Ooh, that sounds like a challenge almost.
That's a challenge, it is.
How long does it take them to get $1,000? Are we going to remember Sarah by that point, or is this going to be, how long does it take?
Yeah, it usually takes a couple of weeks to get the checkout.
You have to call us on the day that it's going to happen.
Oh, I can definitely
Or do you
that.
Have like a credit card? Like, because you could put it on your credit card now, and then we could pay you back.
And then just pay you back.
Because I'm so excited to when it could possibly happen.
Yes.
Listen, if you don't use your credit card, I'll send the guys to break your leg.
Dill just wants to break a leg. So are we saying Sarah gets $1,000 today?
This would be fun to follow along with.
Yeah, we'll give you $1,000 because I want to see what kids would say at 4 and 9 years old.
It would be the most fun to do it. They like kids just have a fun idea for everything.
Absolutely, and I remember still to this day when my dad told me, and it's a story I've told before, but God, does it get me excited, when he gave us the option to have as many chocolate bars in one sitting as we wanted.
Oh, my goodness.
Dad said we could do that, and I didn't think he was serious, and so we took him on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like 5 chocolate bars, maybe 4 because I was so young.
Right.
But I remember it to this day as being the most exciting day of my childhood.
So you're going to make a memory for your kids.
Absolutely.
Oh, you guys would be making the memory for my kids. That would be amazing.
Yeah, you're right.
$1,000. We're going to give it to you for a yes day for your children.
Now remember, if you don't do it, it'll be a damn bad memory because a bunch of thugs will come to your house and break your legs, apparently.
Got it.
Okay, Sarah, well, hang on. We'll give you $1,000.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
Text message came in. We've got more information on what happens if somebody goes into a salon with lice.
Okay.
Why are we doing this again?
The salon with lice, because there's an Innisfil barber that said that they're a dog groomer now.
Oh, for the COVID loophole.
Right.
Because salons can't be open, but dog groomers can.
They're essential, apparently.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I asked Dylan, would you get your hair cut with scissors or a clipper that was used to cut a dog? And you said not a chance. Even if it was dipped in the disinfectant?
At that point, maybe.
Well, they don't really use scissors on a dog. That sounds dangerous. They use a shaver, don't they?
Sure, but like a shaver on a human, I don't think you can dip that in the Barbasil, can you?
No, you might have a short somewhere.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Ah, you can disinfect it.
Plus fleas. I'm not interested in fleas.
No.
That's not something for me.
Robbie, can humans get fleas?
Can humans get fleas?
Or lice the human equivalent to fleas?
No, fleas can absolutely live on a human, couldn't they?
Can a human get fleas?
I don't know if you...
Fleas do not live on humans. They generally bite down at the feet, ankles, and legs by jumping blah, 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 blah. So no.
Boom.
What do you mean no?
Not typically, no.
Yeah, but it can happen. A flea can jump on a human.
Yeah, a flea can jump on you, but it would take one lick of you and run.
A giraffe can jump on a human. Doesn't mean you have giraffes.
Well, no one has giraffes. That's ridiculous.
Is that ridiculous?
That is ridiculous.
Anyway, here's what happens if you have lice and you walk into a salon. This text message says, and I don't know if you're going to like this. It says, Pepper, you would be surprised at the amount of people who go into a salon with lice.
Look who's right now.
I don't know if you want, but lice and fleas are different.
Look, sand fleas, someone's texting about.
Sure.
Sand fleas. That's a type of flea.
It's apparently the fur. There's so much fur on pets, and that's what they like.
I'm a furry guy.
You are pretty furry.
That's why you get fleas.
No. I don't have fleas. I'm just saying I'm scared of having fleas.
You ask them to leave immediately if you see a louse on a customer's head.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want to deal with that.
You got to get the heck out of here, and then you disinfect
you make them
everything.
Flea. The premise of
okay. Robbie, come on. The weakest link.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
This is Rolla. We'll call her Rockin' Rolla for the rest of this segment. Rolla wants to admit that she says not since COVID she does it anymore at the grocery store. So we're admitting that we're jerks at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. We all do that. We all have one thing, Dylan. Yeah. Like me, I've got one thing.
Yeah,
I got
one
thing wrong with me.
Right? You personally?
Yeah.
No.
And that it's sometimes if I drop a fruit on the floor, I'll kick it underneath the thing. Or sometimes if I don't like something that I purchased in a previous aisle, I'll just put it in the aisle that I'm walking down at that time.
See, but the fruit kick thing to me is more understandable because that is like you're met with a decision.
Right.
Like, do I put it back? Because then you're putting something that was on the floor back for somebody else.
Yeah.
You've already touched it. It might be bruised. That's not your responsibility to have to make that choice.
Right.
However, mm-hmm. taking something from one aisle and putting it in another aisle, you're just being a jerk.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that.
That's it.
Rock and Rolla does something. What is it, Rock and Rolla?
Well, I know I'm not the only person. I'm sure other people do it, but it's those stupid, sticky, staticky produce bags. You can never get them open unless you lick your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Seriously. Who invented those stupid things?
I do it too. I lick my fingers.
See, this is the I just found out like last week or 2 weeks ago. I wrote it down at like 11 p.m. at night. I wrote down a little note to myself to actually bring this up.
What?
Because I saw somebody lick their finger to do that
to
turn
open
a page. To turn a page of a book.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if that's the common way to do it because I just dip. I just dip right here. Like, how much extra saliva do I have that I'm able to just dip?
What do you mean you dip?
How did you do this?
What, you got a little pond in your mouth?
I just dip, and I thought that's what everyone does, but then I found out that people are
licking. What do you have in your mouth?
I don't know. I got so much extra spit. I don't know what it is.
They just kind of rub around? You
like
know
right
what
here. Like,
wait. You rub your finger on your lip to turn a page?
I honestly thought up until like just a week ago, I wrote it in my notes. It's right here. and I wrote, I'm like, am I the only one? Is that how it? And then I find out people are licking.
Rock and roll, you use your tongue, right? Not your lip.
Yeah, your tongue. Ew, Dylan, your lips are that wet?
You know listen.
Why are your lips so wet?
Sufficient.
That's all you need.
Look at it. It's glistening.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, I'm doing it now, and you're right. It gets pretty wet.
I don't want to touch my tongue with my finger. You know where my finger's been?
You're touching your inside of your lip.
Yeah. No. Where your fingers have been.
But they've been everywhere. They've been a lot of places. They've gone on a lot of journeys. Anyways, I just was shocked that like I didn't realize people were actually touching their tongue. I just did the little dip.
Well, anyway, Rock and Roll, I do that as well. In fact, I find with masks, it's easier to hide that you're licking your finger to open those produce bags. Right? You just slide it up underneath and you pull it back down. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I do it as well.
That's a lot of COVID being spread.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
Well, only to yourself because you're licking it. I don't understand it anymore. I can't. Okay. Thank you, Rolla. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
Okay. Someone is pointing out, but then you're touching the produce after you lick your finger.
Yes. So you have to take that piece.
Right.
Do you ever try and open those produce bags, but you're on the bottom instead of the top the whole time?
It happens.
Always. How
it
dumb always do you happens. Feel when you do that?
Yeah, very. It's a lot.
Hi, Shay.
Hi.
Okay, go ahead. Shay says it's a friend. It's not her that does this at the grocery store.
Okay.
What is it, Shay?
So when my friend goes to like Walmart to buy like laundry detergent, she'll grab the bottle that she's purchasing. She'll open it. She'll grab another bottle off the shelf. Pop off the one she's purchasing, and then put the one she emptied back on the shelf.
What?
Devious.
Because they don't have, like, a seal on the top, some of them, right?
I did not know that was a thing. Do they not fill them to the top?
No.
Well, you show them. No, they don't.
That's how they get you.
They kind of like chip bags. They don't fill them all the way.
Yeah, but because chips settle. Liquid is already settled.
But yeah, no, so to get more bang for her buck, she'll just top up her learned laundry detergent. So
therefore, if I go to get me a jug of Gain, I might be getting the one that she took laundry detergent out of.
That's straight stealing. That's straight thieving.
Well, remember, Dylan, it was a long time ago, but you shared if you open a carton of eggs and there's a broken egg in.
Absolutely.
You will open another carton of eggs and take a good egg out and put it in.
That's not stealing, though, because I'm still getting the same amount of eggs.
Just open a different carton.
I did, and then I grabbed an egg from there.
But just take that carton that doesn't have the broken egg. That's
also an option. Okay. I haven't thought about it recently.
See, I took a carton with a broken egg this week because I didn't want to put it back.
Really?
Because I touched it.
Did you eat the broken egg?
No, I just threw that one away, so I got 11 eggs.
What a waste.
I know.
Yeah, there you're
but
on
he touched the carton,
it.
And he's afraid he's given.
Because there's a lineup for the eggs. Uh-huh. You know, you get behind an old guy getting the eggs. It takes forever, so there's a lineup.
Because he's trying to find one without the broken egg.
Dylan is that old guy.
I am.
Yes. So when your friend tells you that she takes laundry detergent out of one bottle, and have you seen her do this?
Oh, yeah. I've been with her multiple times.
Are you like the lookout?
Pretty much, yeah.
What? Make sure you don't get caught.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got to help a homie out.
So how much extra does she get? Does she even get like one cap full extra, or is it quite a bit?
Quite a bit. Like, she'll fill it right to the rim. Like, if you look next time you go, they fill it maybe 3/4 of the way. So she'll fill it just so like when you look down in the bottle, you can see the liquid detergent.
Yeah.
She'll take a good quarter out of the bottle on the shelf.
Wow.
Oh, devious. That is totally devious.
Something good to look out for. I'm going to bring a scale next time. Make sure everything's on the up.
You should.
Thank you, Shay. Love you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS.
Okay, Dylan, are you ready for this?
Yeah, what's going on?
This is my hot take that's going to, it might get you upset. So I want, no, listen. And everybody else, if you've got a phone, whip it out and get ready to text at 917-917. Do so safely because it's icy today and you shouldn't be doing it anyway.
Okay.
I just want you to hear me out. Promise you'll hear me out on this.
I will hear you out because I've been told meeting after meeting to treat you like a snowflake.
Okay.
So, yes.
I'm a little delicate right now,
right.
Dylan.
Yes.
I'm a little on edge.
What do you
a
need?
A little bit of anxiety.
What is it?
Robbie?
Yeah.
I want you to take a side, though. And I don't want you to hum and haw over it. I just want you to take a side.
Okay.
Because I had this feeling on the weekend. So there were a lot of football games on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't go out anywhere. Right?
Right.
Because they're all closed.
Yeah, yeah.
And because there's alcohol there.
Sure. You shouldn't be around it.
So at home, I decided I was going to make myself some football snacks. Some Herdoos, Dylan.
Yeah. What was that?
For some Herdoos. All right?
Yes.
For myself to eat while I'm watching the football game.
Okay.
And I thought, you know what goes well with football?
Okay.
Because a pig skin would be hot dogs.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I saw your eyes open. You're excited. Okay, we're going
like
down a
hot dog
path. This is hot dog related content.
I love. While you were gone, I almost died from a hot dog, by the way.
It's true.
What happened?
Yeah, I choked on it again.
Oh, no.
And this time it was close.
Yeah, I know.
Really close.
Hot dogs are in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. I love a hot dog.
So I decided I'm not going to make hot dogs. I'm going to make
pigs in a blanket.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
For my hot take.
Yes.
Pigs in a blanket.
Yes.
Are infinitely better than hot dogs. I got that Pillsbury dough that you get in the freezer section.
No.
I put a Kraft single cheese slice on it, rolled up a hot dog,
listen,
put them in the oven.
No.
Bam. Better than a hot dog.
It's good.
Well, uh-huh.
I'm not going to say that it's bad.
Okay.
I will say right now that it is good. I love a pig in a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fun. It's playful.
Mm-hmm.
Brings you back to your childhood. Ooh, yeah. I'm having pigs in a blanket.
Right.
Right. But no, not better than a hot dog.
I'm going to say it is.
No.
I'm going to say a pigs in the blanket is beautiful. And not the mini hot dog.
No.
Full length hot dog.
You need sauerkraut. You need relish. You need mustard.
Not on a pig in a blanket. You know?
No, that's what you need to make a good hot dog, though. You need onions.
Well, hot dogs are a very portable meal. A pig in a blanket, even more portable. I put one in my pocket.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
That's a neat thing.
I had to go upstairs. I'm like, what am I going to do with that? Just put it in my pocket.
Hold up.
Yeah. I went upstairs, came back down. Yeah, not, it was perfect. No crumbs, nothing. It's like a self-contained hot dog.
Yeah, no, they're good.
Uh-huh.
Not better than a hot dog.
So you're against this.
I am against it. I am against the comment better than a hot dog. Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, you're not as mad as I thought you might be. I thought you'd just throw your headphones down and storm
out. No, I don't
want
to be mad because I don't want you to be on edge.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I think a pig in the blanket, it's a good little taste.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice thing, but not compared to a hot dog. You're not even close. And I can guarantee at 917-917, you will lose this battle.
Robbie, what are we seeing?
We're seeing a lot of people do love pigs in a blanket.
They're fantastic.
You're allowed
hot
to
dog
love
all the way. Hot dog is better.
Nah, but if you could only choose one for the rest of it to save your country.
Yeah.
You can only eat one for the rest of your
life.
Open
fire roasted hot dog. That's mine to save my country. Open fire roasted hot dog.
Robbie?
It's pretty split on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's all about the condiments. And a pig in the blanket is not.
This guy and his sauce.
It doesn't.
What would you do if fridges didn't have doors, Robbie?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what I'd do. It's full of mustards and relishes, but you need that bun to hold it all.
Okay, what's in the lead right now? Hot dogs or pigs in a blanket? You can only choose one.
Hot dogs. How can you choose a pig in a blanket? It's a small version of a hot dog anyway.
Hot dogs are better. Apples and oranges, same thing. It's looking like hot dog.
Apples and oranges.
Hot dogs, open fire. Come on. Where are my people at?
People do love pig in a blanket, but if they had to choose, it's looking like hot dog. Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog, always.
All I'm asking for is an open mind in 2021.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
A couple things with Cassia. Cassia, do you spell it with a C or a K?
It's a C.
Okay, another point for C's. Maybe C's. We should keep C's and get rid of K's. I don't know.
Maybe.
Cassia also has some strong opinions about pigs in a blanket versus hot dogs. So what do you have, Cassia?
Well, when I was little, we would only get pigs in a blanket on special occasions because they're fancy.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, they're just a fancy hot dog, you know? It's a pastry around, like, a fancy piece of meat. So, like, a hot dog is just your regular old bun and a hot dog. So, I think that a pig in a blanket is kind of supreme because it's the fancy version. But regular hot dog is kind of your guilty pleasure.
Yeah, so, like, a hot dog is a Dave, where a pig's in a blanket is David the Third. You know?
Yeah.
That's kind of the difference, right?
Ooh, fancy.
Listen, I just think a hot dog gives you so many more options.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where a pig in a blanket is, it's good. It's just not great.
What options are you not getting with a pig in a blanket that you're getting with a hot dog?
Oh, there's so many different
like topping options.
Yes. Topping 100%. Options, absolutely, was one of the main ones.
That's what we're seeing on text, too, the toppings.
Well, Cassie, as much as I appreciate your support in favor of pigs in a blanket, I would say that they're not one and the same.
Okay.
Just because there's a wiener in both of them. Doesn't make them the same.
Which, oh, by the way.
It's like dating guys.
You were gone during this time, but I found out hot dogs aren't good for you. I saw a video with a microscope.
Yeah.
And there are all sorts of things in hot dogs that you wouldn't assume.
You don't want to put them in your body.
That's what they're saying.
Yes.
There's this new research to say hot dogs not as good as you might think.
Robbie, Google, are pigs in a blanket good for you? Because this might be the defining difference.
They're not.
Love you, Cassia. Sorry that you didn't win the $1,000, but that's all up to Dylan and Robbie this morning.
All good. No
okay.
Problem.
Take care. See you later. What do you have, Robbie?
No, they're not.
Oh, damn.
They're just not. The refined wheat in the dough, you don't want that. The wheat flour, no. No,
sounds like Robbie's good. Just going on a hunch, though, that he hasn't applied any science to.
He's just on Facebook.
There's nutrients in them. There's some nutrients, but they're not the healthiest things in the world. Let's be serious.
How are the results? Did I lose this one? On my first day back, did I lose? Pigs in a blanket are better than hot dogs?
It is hot dog.
Man. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, when in doubt, we go to hot dogs on this radio show. I'm glad to see some things haven't changed.
You got it.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Hi, Tracy. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Hi.
Tracy.
Yes?
Good news for you. This Moo Moo Moolah round is worth $1,000.
No way.
You have to get two out of three?
I think she should have to get three out of three for $1,000.
Oh, no.
Really? I think so. I mean, you should have said this before.
Nope.
He makes a good point, though.
She's got to get three out of three.
Three out of three?
Perfect for Moo Moo Moolah.
Wow.
It's worth $1,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Good luck. Now, Robbie's here to help. Pepper's here to help. I'm going to give you two celebrities. You say who has the bigger net worth. Google's not going to help you. A lot of people go and Google and tell me I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's the numbers I choose.
Okay. No. Not you choose. It's the site you choose.
Yeah, I choose a certain site. Like, you can find five different net worths for a certain celebrity.
Right.
But we go by my site.
Yeah.
Only Dylan is right.
Yes.
Okay.
For this and for everything else here on out.
$1,000, Tracy.
Round number one. Okay. Let's get it started. George Clooney. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Do you hear her typing? I hear Tracy typing.
Tracy!
Nope.
No Google.
You sneak.
Nope. No Bing either.
Trust me, Google's not going to help because the site I go to is not right.
George Clooney, he's got the tequila company.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
He's also a spokesman for Nespresso with Danny DeVito.
Okay.
Robbie, I know him from the movies, to be
honest.
Oh,
and the movies. Yeah. He was in Roseanne.
Okay.
All right. Remember that?
Okay. Yes, I remember Robbie. Vaguely. ER as well.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
It's more the... Anyway, okay. What's it going to be there, Tracy?
Oh, boy.
I don't think you guys helped at all. You just basically argued.
I told you his resume, and that's a good resume.
I don't even remember who the other option was.
Schwarzenegger.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I'll go with George.
George Clooney.
George Clooney is currently worth $500 million.
Ooh, baby.
Okay. What's that these days? 500 million?
That's 500 million.
It always is.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
$400 million. Yes. Tracy, nice work.
Okay.
You got one down, two more to go. Here is round number two. Also, incredibly difficult this morning.
Mm-hmm.
David Bowie is taking on Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Isn't David Bowie dead?
Oh, geez.
I think he is.
Right.
So it would be his estate?
Yeah.
Jeez. His estate.
I didn't think about that.
You know David Bowie.
Yeah, he's a singer.
My name is David Bowie. I'm David Bowie.
Does he sing that Rocket song? Ground control to Major Tom.
David Bowie's net worth when he died.
Okay. We used to love David Bowie.
Yeah.
Can't love him anymore. He's dead.
No, you can. Okay. You can still love him.
There's
you can love that song by David Bowie.
You can love
him. You can't love David Bowie. He's passed.
I don't know why.
Okay.
You
All right,
There's
Tracy.
No way you can bet against The Rock. There's no way.
Yeah, you know what? I think The Rock, he's got way too much stuff going on right now.
He's solid.
David Bowie doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Okay, you're going with The Rock, Tracy?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
All right.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is worth $320 million.
Less than Clooney, less than Schwarzenegger, but still quite a bit.
David Bowie.
Also from Labyrinth, you guys. The movie Labyrinth with David Bowie.
Oh. Uh-huh.
At the time of his death, was worth $230 million.
Yes.
Two, Tracy. $1,000 on the line with one simple question, and it's the hardest one you're going to do of the day.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Tracy. Is it Tiger Woods? New documentary on HBO, by the way. Or Madonna, who has the bigger net worth?
This is for $1,000, Tracy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. What do you guys think?
I'm not helping.
You're supposed to help. That's your job.
It's too tough. It's too much pressure. If she goes with what I say and I'm wrong, you kidding me? I'd say Tiger Woods. No, I'd say Madonna.
I would
it's
say
one
Tiger.
Of the two.
It feels like Tiger was kind of stripped. Not stripped, but just like his endorsements were kind of put
Nike
on the back burner.
No, Nike stuck by him.
They did?
Yeah. You got to watch the documentary, Rob.
I know. I should have.
You still can.
Yeah, you can. It's available.
It's not going to help us now.
No, it will not.
Madonna.
Do you want to go watch it real quick and then help
Can
Tracy
you guys
out?
Hold? Yeah. Can we come back? I have the Netflix app.
$1,000. Madonna, Tiger Woods.
You're on your own, Tracy.
Yeah. Oh, you guys don't want to help at all.
Oh, well, for the $1,000.
This is too much.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I'm so nervous. Oh, boy.
Bitter patter, okay. Tracy. What do
I'm
you have?
I'm going with Tiger.
Tiger Woods for $1,000.
Oh, boy.
Game
Are
master.
You sure you're sure
oh,
you're
no.
sure?
No, I'm not sure. I'm going with my first instinct.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Net worth.
Okay.
$900 million.
Okay. He's doing well for himself.
Okay, good. That's good.
Madonna.
$850 million.
Nice work, Tracy! $1,000!
Oh my gosh!
Congratulations!
Impressive.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Hey, are we eating enough potatoes? I just feel there's like a backlash against potatoes.
I thought we're not supposed to eat potatoes.
See, and this is what I'm hearing. I don't think we're eating enough potatoes.
You are. I know you love a good potato.
I do. I just want to know, is everyone else?
They get a bad rap.
Wasn't there a potato shortage in Japan a while ago?
At the beginning of the pandemic,
yes.
I thought.
Yeah.
But there's so many potatoes, and I don't think we're eating enough. Are you eating? How many potatoes are you eating a week?
I'm not eating many potatoes. I've got two of those bags. I always buy a bag of mini potatoes.
Yeah.
And then I get home and I'm like, oh man, there's already a bag of mini potatoes in there. You ever seen what happens to a bag of mini potatoes when you forget about it when you go away to rehab for 6 weeks?
You get mushy.
Yeah.
It turns into liquid. Yeah. Why does a potato turn into liquid?
It just breaks down. It's had enough. Nobody wants me.
But
I don't want
them. I've got to boil a potato for like 40 minutes to turn it into mashed potatoes. How does it turn into liquid in my counter?
It does. It's the magic of breaking them down.
You don't know how, hey?
Not really.
Okay, but you know that it does, right? Like it was like a sack of broth, potato broth.
When I got home, there's few stinks worse than potatoes.
I would agree.
That have gone, moldy.
When I walked in with my giant suitcase from rehab after 6 weeks away, I walked into the house. I went, "Oh my God, what happened in here?"
That's potato.
Yes.
Yeah, but so you're not having enough potato, Robbie. How many potatoes are you having?
I'm having them once a week.
Okay, I'm just worried about the potatoes.
They get a bad rap.
They do. That's the problem.
And they're not bad for you.
Are they not bad for you? I thought they were bad.
They're
I thought starchy. You got to go with a sweet potato.
They're starchy, but they still have nutrients. Uh-huh. When you deep fry them, yes, they're bad for you.
Okay. I don't know. Well, maybe.
When you bake a potato, nothing wrong with a baked potato.
Baked potato, mashed potato. Come on, there's so many great ways
when
to do a potato.
When you put a dollop of butter or sour cream on top.
Butter's not bad for you. Butter's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of things are delicious that are bad for you.
Butter.
Butter in moderation is good.
Yeah. Listen, can we all this weekend just do potato a favor?
You want to make it a potato weekend?
I think so. Any type of potato.
Fries?
I'm not going to say no to fries.
Football games are on that I'm watching. I'm probably going to have some chips.
What about potato skins?
Oh, God. Don't get me started on how much I love a potato skin.
I'm just saying.
The rare
one.
That's my pub food white whale. That's why I became an alcoholic, Dylan.
It's because
just
of potato
searching
skins?
For potato skins.
Okay,
I could never find it. I thought I might as well pop in for a drink.
I understand.
And then boom, look at me. I'm away from rehab for 6 weeks.
If we could just get together, band together here as a group this morning and just have a potato winning weekend.
Sure.
Right?
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Aw, can't wait to talk to your mom. It's been a while.
It's been a while since you talked to old Trude, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Me too.
You should talk to her more regularly.
Well, I do. Hello.
Hello, Trudy!
Well, good morning, boy.
Hey, Ma.
How are you?
Hi. Fine.
You doing okay?
Yes. 100%.
Oh, that's great to hear. Are you going to take the potato promise this weekend, Trudy?
Oh, God.
You know, we eat two. Well, I won't say two.
Don't you dare.
Not this morning.
No, I wouldn't dare. But we do eat a lot of potatoes.
That's what I like to hear.
Mom used to, and I never loved it when I was a kid. And I don't know if Mom knows this.
Boiled potatoes.
She used to just boil potatoes. Just boil them and then put them on your plate.
That's kind of the lazy way to do it.
Do you think? You cut it down the middle and put it in a pot?
But she put a ton of butter and salt on them, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
What makes
you mash it up on your plate.
That's all you need to do. Why make her do all the work?
I don't need to self-mash.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's a good potato in my mind.
Yeah.
Any potato's good. I like potatoes.
She's taking the potato promise.
Yeah, love it, Trudy.
Also, Mom, you are in phase, you fall right into that sweet spot of phase 1B of the vaccination rollout, too, don't you, Mom?
Oh, so we'll be one of the first.
Yes, 75 and over if you're over 75.
There we go.
So after they get all the frontline workers done, and I guess, you're the next of the next million doses come, you get priority, you and Dad.
I wonder, well, in a way, we've got a lot of questions about it. How do they get the vaccine? Where do we go to get it? Do we have to travel to a city to get it? Because if it has to be kept in minus 70, how are they going to bring that to Innisfail, to an outlying, I don't know, many questions.
There'll be trucks.
Be proud of Innisfail. It's not that outlining. Innisfail, Alberta is a hustling and bustling, growing community.
Yes.
Robbie, how many people live in Innisfail?
Let me look it up.
Okay, thank you.
Trudy, you would know that, wouldn't you?
I'm not sure. 6,000?
She hasn't been out of the house in like 8 months.
Innisfail population?
5,700.
Good guess.
See, I said 6,000.
That's low. 8,168.
It's growing every time I'm there, Dylan.
It's growing. Really growing. I'm actually impressed.
Yeah.
Mom, the reason you're here is because you used to tell me a story, and I remember it fondly as a child. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Okay, you talk about how you were at a New Year's party, and the reason we got on this topic is because there's no fans that are allowed at Oilers games. So I said what they should do is put all the hats in a net above the ice, so when, like what happened last night, Connor McDavid scores a hat trick.
Right, it's exciting.
Open the net and all the hats fall out. But Mom, you experienced something that almost killed you on a New Year's Eve celebration with balloons in a net, correct?
Yes, I remember.
You guys ready for this?
Yeah, how does this happen?
A can of hairspray saved her life.
What?
Mom, the floor is yours.
It was 1965, New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And back then you got so dressed up for New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Oh, long dresses and all your jewelry. And we used to back comb our hair. Oh, I don't even know if you know what back combing is. And it was so high.
Dylan doesn't even know what hair is.
Well, guys, it's not my fault. I lost it.
Yeah. It was about eight. My hair was about 8 inches high, 10 inches high. Holy. Above my head. Mm-hmm. And at midnight, we were right in the middle of the dance floor, and they let the balloons go. But somebody, the construction...
Listen to this.
Left a hammer in the...
No! No.
And it hit me right on top of my head.
Oh, no, Trudy. No.
8 inches high, this hammer hit me. And you know what? My hair was so high and so full of hairspray, it just bounced off, and I said,
oh, you're kidding.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So
you saved your life with hairspray.
Hairspray saved my mom's life.
That's unreal.
Because that hammer would have, dropping from a ceiling like that,
mm-hmm.
I would have cracked it. That would have sunk right into your ceiling. That would have been it for Trude.
There's a good chance, actually. Yep. Wow. Yeah. Well, we're so happy that your hair was big and backcombed.
I know. Yes. Yeah. Horrible hairdos. Oh, horrible.
But it just bounced right off.
Life.
Like you didn't
saved
even get a bump life. on your head?
No, didn't even know. I just felt a little tick. I thought, what was that? There was a hammer on the floor.
That's crazy.
Love you, Mom.
Love you guys.
Love you, Trudy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wild.
Yeah, that's
a
story right
there. I wasn't expecting it to go there.
No.
Yeah.
Pepper
and Dylan.
Kiss 91.7.